It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I love auctions, love equipment auctions, don't you? I'll be at that big Meekum auction the end of next week. Yeah, it's coming up the 8th through the 10th, Davenport, Iowa. And as you walk by the equipment there, it's like walking through history. And one thing that occurs to you is how well this equipment has been cared for. Some of it hasn't always been treated well, but those folks who own that equipment, those in the know, trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic Lubricants, like JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. Lubrication domination is what they call it at Mystic. Find your local Mystic distributor, or find the retailer near you carrying Mystic Lubes by going to the website mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Well, we'll see how many Walmart shoppers are ready for the new technology. Today is opening day for that new digital map on the Walmart app to find what you're looking for and then buy it right there, right in the aisles, as you take the item from the shelf. That young man at Rochester, Indiana, who survived the tragedy at the school bus that killed three other youngsters Tuesday morning, has begun his road to recovery. 11-year-old Maverick Lowe suffered numerous injuries, but as of last night, his breathing tube had been removed and he was reported in stable condition. Maverick has had five surgeries since arriving at the hospital in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but his mother says he's been able to eat ice chips and to joke some with his family. From This Week in Agribusiness, the National Milk Producers Federation held this week its joint annual meeting with the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board and the United Dairy Industry Association, and leaders were expressing some optimism in the future of their business. The chairman of the federation, Randy Mooney from Rogersville, Missouri, said there continues to be pain experienced by the folks who milk cows, but he said there's hope for the better times ahead. In comments made for our television show for this weekend, Randy Mooney said a new farm bill, still to be worked out in Congress, should afford more protection for the dairymen than the current one has. The man scheduled to be put to death 3 weeks ago in Tennessee now will be executed tonight unless there's another reprieve. 63-year-old Edmund Zagorski has been on death row for 34 years. Convicted of killing two men all the way back in 1983. Zagorski has selected for his final meal pickled pig knuckles and pigtails. A week from now, we'll be free from those television midterm election attack ads that have bombarded us. Well, most everywhere we'll be free. In Iowa, spots related to the 2020 presidential campaign have already been running well ahead of that state's first-in-the-nation caucuses. In fact, the ads started back in the summer, and by mid-September, about 5,000 had aired. One media analyst says the starting line has been moved back even further. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.